Well, today we're at the Atlantic High School visiting with some of the top graduates of the class of 2015, and we have four students we'd like to visit with today. We're going to start with
Savannah Sorensen.
Savannah, tell us about your family.
My parents are Alan and Stacy. I have a brother, Colby, who's a sophomore, and we live in Walnut.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about your time here at Atlantic High School. What classes did you enjoy?
Probably journalism and ag classes, just because, I mean, ag classes are classes you can have fun with, and journalism is really fun because it gets you involved with things.
Okay, very good. What about teachers? Any teachers that pointed you in the right direction?
Probably Miss Berryhill, just because she pushes her kids. I mean, she has her pushy side where she just pushes you to your limits and knows your fullest potential.
Okay, very good. I understand you're like the social director here at the school, so what's the buzz on the street?
I don't know.
Okay, let's not go there. What about extracurricular activities? What else have you been involved in?
I've been involved in volleyball, cross country, basketball, track. I was a wrestling manager. I've been involved in FFA and the journalism department, and this year I was part of AHS Fuel.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Did you want to be actively involved in so many things when you started school? Was that a goal of yours?
I don't really know. I mean, I started out volleyball freshman year, and I just kind of geared my way over to cross country because I'm more of a runner, and then basketball, wrestling was more my family thing, and it was just something I enjoyed a lot more than playing basketball, but I mean, I still miss volleyball and basketball every once in a while.
Sure. Just kind of snowballed from there. What about a favorite? Do you have a favorite among all those things you talked about?
Cross country or track. I don't know which one, but those two.
Okay. Any achievements that you're most proud of during your high school years?
Probably our cross country and our track team getting academic excellence.
Very good. Well, what's up with you this fall then? Where are you going to be?
I'm going over to Maryville to attend Northwest to study medicine.
Okay. Why'd you choose Northwest Missouri?
Well, my dad's an alumni, and I mean, I guess that kind of geared my way over there. And then I looked at the campus, and we've gone to football games since I was little, and it's just something I've always like. Their campus is gorgeous, and the atmosphere is amazing, and I like the Bearcats.
And it's far enough, and it's close enough all at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What about, now you said medicine, that's a pretty broad range there. What are you going to do with that? Where do you see your career headed?
I'm probably going to, I'm entering an undergraduate program, and then I'm going to do that for up to 4 to 5 years, and then I'll go over to transfer to a physician's assistant school.
Excellent. So you have a plan there. Good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. They need a plan. They're getting ready to start high school. What should they know?
Don't slack off because, I mean, you are going to tell yourself it's only freshman year and you have all 4 years to do something with yourself. But really, I dreaded that my sophomore year, and now my GPA is paying for it. And it's not bad, but I wish it was better. And you want to get all those hard classes out of the way. That way, senior year just flies by with a breeze.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, congratulations on all your achievements, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much, Savannah. All right, next, we're going to visit with
Marshall McDermott.
And Marshall, tell us about your family.
My parents are Mike and Melanie McDermott. I have an older sister, Megan, and two older brothers, Miles and John. And then I have a younger sister, Emily.
Okay, so you had a lot of advice coming into high school already about what to do, what not to do.
Too much advice.
Too much, okay. Talk about classwork. What'd you enjoy?
Oh, I guess I kind of liked math with Mrs. Humphrey, and then she moved away over to Europe somewhere. And then I enjoyed ag classes a lot. You know, going out to the shop was always fun with Miller and John. And then, surprisingly, Mr. Bayer's classes were fun. Everyone told me not to do it, but he was a fun teacher, though.
Surprisingly. What about teachers? Do you have some favorites?
Probably just Mr. Miller and Mrs. Sumfer. I enjoyed her, and I don't know, Mr. Bayer's all right.
What sets them apart?
I don't know, just the way they are, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you active and involved?
My freshman year, I did football, and then I was always involved in wrestling, soccer, cross country my senior year, choir, show choir, you know, not a whole lot, FFA.
Sounds like a whole lot to me. Sounds like plenty to keep you busy. Do you have a favorite amongst all those things?
I enjoyed FFA a lot, and wrestling, I enjoyed it. You know, the one I liked the most, I hated the most, though.
Well, what about achievements? Anything that you're going to look back on that you achieved during your high school career that you're most proud of?
All 4 years of wrestling. That was tough. It's tough stuff. You know, you get through that. It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, never easy there. Well, let's talk a little bit about your future then. What's up for you this fall?
I'll be headed to DMAC to be an electrical systems technician for 2 years, and then I will hopefully come back to Atlantic.
Okay, why DMAC?
Cheap college, close.
All right. He's got a lot of positives there, right? Is this a career field that you've thought about for a long time, or was there something that got you into that here recently?
Just recently, an idea that kind of came up.
Okay, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then. What do you want them to know before they start high school?
Get your hard classes done right away, and when lunch comes around, run.
Okay. Key advice there at the end. Marshall, thanks so much. Congratulations on your achievements so far, and best of luck in your future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Marshall. All right. Who's next?
Jenny Hornberger. My parents are James and Teresa Hornberger, and I have a younger sister, Emily, who is a sophomore, and a younger brother, Luke, who is a freshman.
Okay. Tell us about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I really liked Mr. Bear's industrial tech classes. I took the drafting classes, which were really unique because I thought I was going to go into that field, but they just made me a better person and more, like, kind of diverse knowledge. And then I also liked all the history and government classes that I took.
Okay, now there weren't a lot, when I was in high school, there weren't a lot of girls that took those classes, the drafting, those types of things. So is that more common now?
No, I was the only girl in most of them, so Mr. Bear was excited to have a girl in the class, so.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a fresh perspective there, too. Well, what about extracurricular activities and things? What else have you been involved in?
Freshman year and sophomore year, I did basketball. Freshman year, I started soccer. That was my first year, and I've actually kept with it all 4 years. I've also been involved in AHS Fuel, Student Council, NHS, and mostly leadership stuff because I'm better at that than sports, I think.
Okay, very good. What's your favorite among all those things?
I really like student council. I think that's where I've really grown in, and as well as soccer.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been someone who seeks leadership positions? Are you the kind of person that people look to for advice?
I think I've always been an easy person to talk to, but leadership-wise, I was really shy and like kept to myself during middle school, but sophomore year I went to 2 leadership camps and that really helped me a lot.
Good. So is this something that you think that's really helped you blossom, getting involved in these types of things, taking the lead role in a lot of different types of activities?
Yeah, and that's kind of goes with my advice to younger kids coming into high school is student council may sound really stupid to do, but it really helps you grow as a person and you get to volunteer, which I think is one of the most important things in life.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like volunteering for things and being out front and leading in different things, wherever you happen to be after you start your actual business work career, sounds to me like you're the kind of person who probably will seek out opportunities like that.
Yeah, I've also been involved with Arise, which is a community society, and working with Steve Livengood and Bob Boots down at the National Guard Armory, and been working with a military museum, which has given me a lot of volunteer hours, and that has kind of pushed me towards where I want to go in the future.
Excellent. I guess we skipped over teachers. Do you have any favorites? Anybody pointed you in the right direction?
Oh, I don't know. I really like everyone, I guess, but Mrs. McKay especially, she always lets me talk to her and go into her office and gives me advice. So
good. What about your career now? What's the career path going to take you here down the road? Where are you going to be this fall?
I'm going to University of Nebraska at Omaha. I picked it because it's close, and so I could come back and work at the armory still. And then it's also has a really good political science program, which is I'm going to go into that. I've heard from my government teacher actually went to political science classes over there, so he said it was really good.
Okay, well, what's a poli-sci degree good for then? What are you going to use it for?
I'm going to focus more on the advocacy part, the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. I want to specialize in working with veterans And also, I'm thinking about minoring in history, so I can kind of work with artifacts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So the actual volunteer work that you've done here locally has really kind of opened your eyes to a career path.
Yes, that's working with Arise and working with Steve Livengood, who I met sophomore year, has really pushed me to what I want to do in the future.
Well, that's great. You never know where your interests are going to be until you start to experience some different types of things. Well, very good. Well, you gave those eighth graders some advice already, I guess. What anything specific they should know as they get ready for high school?
Just be prepared to grow as a person and don't be defined by what other people want you to be. Just be your own person. That's the most important thing you can do.
Good advice. Well, best of luck to you, and congratulations on your achievements.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Jenny. Okay, and who's next?
I'm Hannah McLean.
Okay. Hannah, and your folks are?
Donald and Laura McLean. My dad is the pastor at the Evangelical Free Church, and then I have two younger brothers who are Joshua, he's a freshman here in Atlantic, and Nathaniel is in sixth grade.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk about classwork. What did you enjoy?
I'm really an English person. I really love English, so those are probably been my favorite classes, especially my freshman year, English with Miss Huggins, and then comp this year. I've really enjoyed that, too, and I've also enjoyed my AP history and government classes that I've taken.
Are you more of a creative type? Do you use the creative side of your brain?
Yeah, I like to create, and I'm very artistic, and I do a lot of, art things. Actually, this year, by taking an art class, I've managed to collect every arts activity in Atlantic, because I've been involved in Color Guard, which is kind of an offshoot of the marching band. I've done choir and show choir, speech, theater, and then I've also done National Honor Society, and I did golf for a couple years, and I did Spanish Club for a couple years.
Wow, you seem pretty busy then, too. Is that the sum total of all of your extracurricular activities?
I think so, but okay. I always am worried about forgetting one because there have been so many.
Yeah. Well, you're involved in a lot of things and a variety of different things. Was that a goal of yours, to be as active as you could be when you started high school?
I wouldn't say I had it in my head as a goal, I'm going to do as many things as possible, but I just found that every new opportunity that popped up, I was like, yes, I want to do that, and I want to do that, and I want to do that. So I did.
Are you a goal-driven person? Did you set goals when you started high school to be, say, for example, one of the top members of your class?
That was definitely a goal of mine. To be one of the top people in my class was definitely something I was looking for since I was a freshman, because I knew that I could do it, I think. And as far as activities go, I set goals for myself there too, and then found that I was failing to reach them, but then I did in the end. So that kind of if you're feeling like you're not quite reaching your goals, definitely don't give up on them, because you might find that you are after all, and it doesn't look like it right now.
Well, it sounds like you've gotten a lot of good advice from some teachers over the time here, too. Do you have any that really have stood out for you?
Ms. Huggins, who used to work here, was definitely one of my very favorite teachers and definitely influenced my life. Also, Ms. Berryhill is a great teacher and has helped me a lot as a senior, kind of pushing me to get ready for college and to get my writing up to the college standard. Mr. Wiley, who's taught my AP history and AP government classes, is also a fantastic teacher. He gives the best lectures, and he really cares about what he's doing and cares about helping get us ready for those AP tests, which is just really, really great.
Excellent. What about achievements? What are you going to be most proud of when you look back at your high school days?
Well, I think I'm going to be most proud of the fact that I got a 36, which is a perfect score on my ACT. So that was really amazing and something I didn't expect. So that was just, I think that's probably the coolest thing that I've done in high school.
Well, that's a pretty cool thing. Not a lot of people get to do that. What about the future? Where will you be this fall?
Well, I'm going to Hamilton College, which is probably a pretty unfamiliar name for most people, because it's a small liberal arts college located in upstate New York. Because I grew up in Connecticut, so I've always kind of wanted to go back to the East Coast. I really like it out there. And so I looked at a lot of different small artistic colleges out there, and Hamilton I fell in love with as soon as I was on the campus.
I'm guessing writing is probably in your curriculum that you'll be studying?
Yeah, I'm going to go for English and creative writing, and I may also add a second major or possibly a minor in theater. I'm not entirely sure yet. Hamilton is really known for their writing program, which is great.
Sounds like you put together a plan, and you're bound and determined you're going to stick to it. Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
I would say don't be afraid of being busy. Like, don't worry about, go ahead and go for those activities you want to go for, even if it seems like there's a lot of them. But then also don't burn yourself out. I know a lot of people who just overload themselves with hard classes and every activity in the book, and you've got to know your own limits, know how much you can handle. Know if you know that you can't handle doing another activity, don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to quit an activity if you just can't handle it anymore. You've got to know your own limits.
Very good. Well, good advice. Again, congratulations on your achievements and best of luck in your future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah. That's Hannah McLean, Jenny Hohenberger, Marshall McDermott, Savannah Sorensen. They're some of the tops of the class of 2015 at Atlantic High School.